Item 13A, staff reports.
Actually, before you go to 13A,
yes.
I noticed that the National Association of Security Professionals, NASP, was not, their March conference was not, I didn't see it on any of our agendas, and I'm just curious if that, did they not outreach us, or how is it that we've become generally aware of those opportunities? It's a local one, it's in state, and I was just curious.
Yeah, I mean, usually we'll receive items from different organizations, or trustees will mention something, or we'll take a look and see, oh, okay, this was on last year's, you know, travel, should we add it for this year, or that kind of thing. So, yeah, was there, do you know when that was in March?
It's usually the latter week.
Okay.
Gabe and I know, attended prior to years.
I can look on it.
I was just curious as to whether they were not doing it, or I thought it cycled up, and I thought I saw something about it. I was just curious.
Scott, the annual conference for NASP is coming up in June.
That one's in June, right? So they have two. There's an earlier one in March, and then there's the annual conference.
Yeah, that's
in June. And I think that the March one is geared towards private equity. At least it had been the last 2 years, I believe. It's a private equity conference.
Last year was private.
Just, yeah, you were there,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, Louis was there. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Item 13A, staff reports. Karen.
Thank you. I wanted to provide a brief report about the Cal Fire case. On March 4th, the California Supreme Court issued a decision in that case, Cal Fire versus CalPERS. The case had to do with the benefit that CalPERS was offering under their plan for members to be able to purchase airtime. PEPRA came in and eliminated that benefit. In the lawsuit, the Supreme Court issued a decision where they found that benefit was not a vested right, and therefore the legislature was able to eliminate it or alter it at their discretion. And so the court affirmed the decisions of the lower courts, the trial court and the appellate court, that found that there was no constitutional violation and upheld PEPRA.
Great. Anything for Karen on that?
Okay. Karen, there's been a fair amount written on that, just confirming what I think I understand out of it, that that doesn't deal with the California rule on vesting.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it's a narrow purchase of airtime.
Right.
The court found that there was no vested rights to the benefit, and therefore they never reached the question of whether of the California rule and elaborating on that.
Okay. Tim?
Just a quick update for the board. Hot off the presses this morning, there was an announcement that Brookfield Asset Management is buying a significant portion of Oaktree. You'll recall that Oaktree is a publicly traded company. I think it's been no surprise to a lot of folks in the industry that Oaktree has been unhappy with their public market valuation. They went public largely so that they would have a transfer mechanism between generations there, and essentially felt that the public market was undervaluing the company, so nobody wanted to sell their private units there. Brookfield's going to, if everything goes as planned, buy all the publicly traded securities and buy 20% of the privately held partnership trust units immediately, and then provide liquidity to the founders and employees who are currently equity owners, kind of in equal tranches starting in 2022 and going through 2029. There's a lot of question marks on this one right now, so you know, expect us to come back to you with an assessment, but this was just announced a couple of hours ago.
Wow.
Our area, you know, they tend to operate both companies independently. No, they don't. Our area of concern is Brookfield Asset Management has a large real estate division, and the bulk of our assets with Oaktree are in real estate as well. So obviously that'll be our area of focus. But just the trustees are aware, we've got about 1% of the total AUM invested with Oaktree right now, and that's across four different strategies, two of which are almost run off, one of which is fully invested, and one of which is half invested.
Okay. Any questions for Tim? Thank you. And Gail?
Just a couple things. One, we are continuing lease negotiations on the new property that we previously discussed with the board. And also, we did do our Northern Trust conversion. We are still happy that we chose Northern Trust. We're very pleased with them. So I just wanted to let you know that's going well with Northern.
Okay. Great. C, no outside professionals. So 13C, trustee comments.
So that was a good conference with CalPERS. So thank you for your work on that. I thought it finished out strong. There were some speaker issues and stuff like that, but the final day was very worthwhile being there. The NASP conference is coming up in June. This is June, I think the 24th. That's Sunday through the Wednesday, potentially a conflict with the last meeting in June, but I'm still trying to see what the agenda is, because that might be a short day that, you know, to come back on Tuesday night so you can make the CICERA meeting on Wednesday. But usually this conference, I think you've been to it too, Scott.
Yes.
But it's really a solid conference with a strong agenda, and so I would encourage people to go to that. And so can we get that on the agenda for?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is there anything else coming up in that you're aware of that's a?
There will be a number of annual meetings that get scheduled, but we don't have a lot of finalized dates yet.
Okay.
We expect those in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Okay. I thought Gail dodged a question at CalPERS, but we'll
yeah,
let
but,
that.
Yeah.
We'll
and let Jerry, that. Who put in that question?
I think we know who put in that question.
It was not Jerry.
It wasn't Jerry.
It was not me.
Oh, I thought it was Jerry.
Oh, no.
Well,
now you have to answer.
Did you all hear what came up? Gail got a question. Who's your favorite trustee?
I was moderating one of the sessions. And yeah. You can do live questions and answers.
It was not me.
For the presenter.
Oh, so
no, I would never put a smiley face on
trustee.
There.
And how did you answer that?
Well, I love all of them.
I did address it. At one point, it had the most votes out of any of the questions.
At that point, I felt bad.
And the presentation was on reimagining the future, so that was kind of funny. But so I said that I had no favorites, and that they were all wonderful.
Yeah.
I may or may not have had a bad night's sleep. It was a little punchy in the morning.
Sounds like something I would have done. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
My reputation precedes me.
Exactly.
And the interesting thing is this is one of these applications that allows you to put in questions online, and then it keeps track of the number of questions that are being voted for, and at one point this question was trending.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, that's
it was getting the most interest on the part of other trustees that were in the audience.
And non-trustees were voting because
they wanted to hear their answer.
So, any other trustee comments? Seeing none, meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, question.
Order to resolve.